Blog Talk Radio.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hello, folks. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as general support, information, community encouragement, and, you know, here to advocate for barefooting to be recognized as the accommodation that it is for many different neurodivergent conditions, disabilities, and physical disabilities as well. Here at the Barefoot is Legal radio show, you know, we tend to talk about different topics around barefooting and different community aspects. People are definitely welcome to call in and share any experiences or just things that, you know, have to do with barefooting that they feel like, you know, should be talked about or addressed even. The guest call-in number is 319-527-820. I'm sorry. The last four digits are 6208. So I hope that was clear. So you guys are always welcome to share anything that you feel like needs addressed. Unfortunately, there are a lot of aspects of barefooting, and that's not always a negative thing, even positive aspects of barefooting that are not seen in the mainstream, that are not addressed, that are not valued. And I think there's a lot of frustration that comes from that as individuals, personally as barefooters, but even, you know, within the barefooting community is, you know, these different positives and these different aspects of our lives are not always seen in the mainstream, and they're not always valued. You know, we can often be mislabeled and misunderstood for our barefooting, as well as the reasons in which we may barefoot. A lot of people, obviously not all barefooters, but a lot of barefooters barefoot for cognitive, neurodivergent, mental disabilities, and physical disabilities. Even for myself, right now I'm having a questionable day of talking with my ADHD and my autism, and so this can cause you know, problems in my life. And sometimes, you know, with being the most articulate person while doing the radio show, but it's a huge reason why I barefoot. It's a huge reason why grounding is important to me in general. And you can ground through so many other ways outside of barefooting. You know, there are many different products and tools out there for grounding. And, you know, even if for whatever reason, you know, especially with it being colder lately, not being able to wear shoes, being able to, you know, just find the time to just kind of touch my hand to a tree and just take the time to take a deep breath. And it can be really frustrating when the weather's colder. Like, we got a bunch of snow here in Ohio, at least our part of Ohio. I haven't really looked too much at the general weather around us, if I'm being honest, in, like, other parts of the state, but if that makes sense, other than what's directly around us, if that makes sense. But, you know, we got a bunch of snow yesterday, and there's still a bunch of snow on the ground. Today it is cold. It's going to be a cold, cold weekend, but then it's supposed to warm up again. So it can be very frustrating around the colder times, especially as barefooters, and even for myself, not being able to barefoot. But there are other ways of grounding. Definitely going outside and touching a tree is, and just taking some deep therapeutic breaths is definitely a coping mechanism that I use. I definitely feel a lot more clearer and level-headed when I do this. The earth is, you know, just earthing and grounding is definitely very important to me. And for any people, you know, out there who, you know, personally believe in astrology or follow astrology, you know, for me, I use and follow, like, astronomical astrology. I follow the real movements of the planets and astronomy. Unfortunately, there is a difference between tropical astrology, astronomical astrology, as well as other forms of astrology. And I don't really want to get into it too much, but unfortunately, tropical astrology does not and hasn't for over 2,000 years, you know, lined up with the real moving sky, but if you're somebody who has a lot of earth placements, this is kind of the point where I'm getting at, is if you're somebody that has a lot of earth placements, grounding, barefooting, finding different ways of connecting to the earth, earthing, grounding is going to be incredibly important for your well-being, whether that be mentally, physically, emotionally, any other aspect of health, any, you know, it's something that's just really important for your general well-being. I'm somebody that has a lot of earth placements, and it definitely was a huge shift when I when I shifted from, you know, following tropical astrology, which no longer, you know, follows the real moving sky and is a fixed system, and started following astronomical astrology. It was a huge difference in my chart, but I, you know, really understand myself on a deeper level. And I went from having different placements that I thought were air and water to being, you know, now to being earth placements, and now realizing that I'm mostly earth. I definitely realize that earthing and grounding and just connecting to earth is a huge, huge thing for me and my spiritual, energetic well-being, not just, you know, my physical, mental, emotional well-being, but also personally, you know, because of these other things with, you know, having all this earth energy within me, you know, it does also help mentally, emotionally, and physically to be grounded to the earth, to be outside, to be connected to plants in some way. And it's something that's very vital for just my general stability and ability to function, my general well-being. And a lot of people around me who also follow astrology and, you know, follow tropical astrology, or sorry, follow astronomical astrology especially, you know, have definitely found how, you know, grounding with the earth is very crucial and, you know, for their well-being. And I think that it's really important to find what works for you. You know, everyone is definitely different. Our energies are different. Our lives are different. Our experiences are different. And astrology is really a study of potential energy. It's not, this is because of this, this is exactly going to happen. Like, it's a lot more complicated than that. And I personally, you know, root it more in the sciences, you know, for myself and understanding what that means. But there are so many different aspects of our well-being and our existence. We're multifaceted beings in which barefooting can help. So if you're someone like me that has a lot of earth energy and a lot of earth placements in your chart, you know, it can be very, 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 very beneficial to take that time to ground with the earth and connect with the earth, connect with plants, and finding other ways of grounding and connecting to the earth. And I don't really care if I sound crazy. That's fine. I mean, I'm learning to accept that, you know, I'm a controversial person by existing. My barefooting is controversial. You know, all of us as barefooters can definitely understand that. And, you know, controversial isn't always a bad thing. Yes, it definitely can be when it's, you know, problematic and, you know, rooted in hate and ill intent. Yeah, but at the same time, being controversial is not always a bad thing, you know, and I think that's something a lot of us have to make peace with, and it's definitely something I've been reflecting on within myself, not just with barefooting, with other aspects of my life, but I think especially as barefooters and, you know, we, and within the barefooting community, we have to realize that our barefooting is controversial. We are controversial, but that's not a bad thing. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with us, that there's something inherently, you know, wrong with us, that we're broken or misprogrammed or whatever. You know, unfortunately, barefooting is still a controversial subject. It's still something that a lot of people aren't familiar with. A lot of people have opinions on that are rooted in fear-mongering and propaganda and ableism and just lack of empathy or understanding of other people and lack of desire and ability to see outside of their own perspective and their own existence. And, you know, but I think it's really important for us to realize that, you know, we are controversial in our barefooting, but that is okay. And there's nothing innately wrong with that or wrong with us. And because I know that there are, you know, some people that, you know, struggle more than even I do with, stepping into, you know, barefooting and dealing with those negative experiences when I have them. But just remember that, you know, there's nothing wrong with you. You are not doing anything morally or legally wrong. There literally are no health codes against barefooting in public spaces. There are literally no laws against barefooting in public spaces. There are literally no laws against driving barefoot. So, you know, you're not doing anything morally wrong. You're not doing anything legally wrong. And yes, it may be still a bit of a social controversy, any social stigmatized thing, but that doesn't mean there's anything innately wrong with you. That doesn't mean that what you're doing is wrong. And, you know, it's okay to be controversial if you are controversial for the right reasons. And, you know, I think being controversial for being a barefooter is being controversial for one of the right reasons. You know, this is something that you are doing for your well-being, whether that be mental, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental. I don't know if I already said that. You know, whatever the reason may be, or if there's, you know, a cultural identity rooted in it, or a religious, you know, identity, or different aspects of your identity or your multitudes within you, you know, that is something positive that you are doing for yourself. And you doing that is something that will, you know, it'll educate people in some kind of way. Even if you don't have those direct conversations or a productive conversation with somebody, you're still educating them on your existence by showing up and existing as a representation for yourself and for people like you. And, you know, and it's what you just do what you got to do. And, you know, and I think a lot of that too overlaps for me with my ADHD, my autism, and the role of barefooting and, you know, all those other socially questionable traits or socially unacceptable traits that are not doing anything morally wrong or legally wrong and that are not harming anyone. And, you know, barefooting is, you know, a huge aspect of my ADHD, my autism. In general, I've been recognizing, you know, stimulation and sensory things, you know, with my feet and how that affects me, how that affects my ADHD, my autism, and as well as understanding more how it affects my physical health. But there are a lot of people who barefoot for their autism, that barefoot for their ADHD. And it's, you know, really important that this is seen as the accommodation that it is. And that accessibility for barefooting is accessibility for ADHD and autism, but not just for ADHD and autism. This creates accessibility for, you know, people that have anxiety issues, people who have sensory issues that are not related to ADHD or autism, people who, you know, experience panic attacks, that being barefoot helps them. And really anybody else that has any kind of neurodivergent or physical disability in which barefooting helps them, helps alleviate pain or alleviate their symptoms or help them function better or help them be at, you know, in a better place on some level, you know, having accessibility, that is creating accessibility for people with disabilities, whether that be mental or physical. And I think it's really important to recognize that, because unfortunately accessibility is not something that we have seen as much progress with as a lot of people like to think. And obviously, you know, barefooting is for everyone and anyone who wants to barefoot, because it is. Anyone that barefooting helps and adds value to your life, your health, your well-being on any level, you know, barefooting is for you. But at the same time, you know, there is always much, I don't know how to word this. Let me clear my throat real quick too. But, you know, there are a lot of issues of accessibility for people with disabilities, whether that be mental or physical. And being forced to wear shoes in any situations is not going to affect a person who, you know, isn't barefooting, you know, for their disability the same way that it is going to affect disabled people who are barefooting for their disabled
who are barefooting for their disabilities. So I think it's really important to remember that, that it is not the same thing as, you know, just caving and be like, okay, whatever, I'll do it for, you know, people that aren't barefooting for disability reasons. When you are barefooting for a disability, whether that be mental or physical, that is a much deeper issue because, and I don't even feel like I have the words to explain it. I just hope that people listening realize and understand what I'm saying. Again, my own disabilities are really making it hard to explain what I'm saying or say what I, explain what I mean and say what I mean. But, you know, you are taking somebody who is in, you know, who is very sick, who is in agonizing pain, who is very unwell, who is suffering, and, you know, forcing them to do something that creates more suffering, pain, agony for them, rather than, you know, again, that same issue, forcing them whether or not to wear shoes, you know, and forcing them to wear shoes when if they could not, that is something that would alleviate and help with their suffering. Does it take away from their suffering? No, they're going to still be suffering, most likely, whether they're barefoot or not. But it's about the fact that, you know, rather than alleviating their suffering or doing something that helps them or helps them be able to move, because it's a huge thing, you know, with mobility, you know, a lot of times whether, you know, that can be a huge thing. And, you know, when there is an option that could help with these issues, help with their mobility, help with their pain, help with their suffering, and you are forcing them to do something that is instead then going to create more suffering and more harm for them, it's really messed up. And it's not, and obviously everyone should have, you know, and everyone, you know, it is our American right to barefoot in public spaces, but everyone should have that right and have that right not be questioned or discriminated against, of course. But when it comes down to accessibility and accommodations, this is a much more serious issue affecting people with a with disabilities. And I want people who are, and this is more so a message for people who are against barefooting, if anybody comes across this or hears this. This is more for people, this statement is more for me, you know, saying this to people who do not understand barefooting at all and do not understand that it is an accommodation and it is an important thing for accessibility for many disabled people. This, you know, I don't know. It's just incredibly, 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 incredibly frustrating that barefooting is not, you know, universally seen by everyone as an accommodation and an accessibility issue for people with disabilities. Yes, the ADA, though, the Americans with Disability Act, it does recognize barefooting as an accessibility accommodation issue for disabled people, which is why if you actually go to barefootislegal.org, which is our official page. And I do want to put this out there because I have no intention of like fear mongering anyone. And there is, and I want people to remember that it is, you know, recognized by the ADA, but the issue is that it is not recognized by people, employees doing their jobs that are discriminating against, you know, disabled people and barefooters in general, of course. And of course that's an issue, but you have to think too that even if it's just someone's anxiety, you know, and crippling anxiety issues, you know, that they are barefooting for, again, they are not going to be able to handle and respond to discrimination the same way someone without anxiety is able to. And, you know, and so it's really important to really have it out there that, you know, this is something that helps a lot of people, and a lot of people who are barefooting, of course, not everyone is doing it for medical reasons, for disability reasons. And the ADA does recognize this, the American Disability Act, but unfortunately a lot of people don't. And when employees don't recognize this, when even, you know, medical workers don't recognize this, when healthcare professionals, you know what I mean, when people of any kind of establishment in which disabled people are entering or going to do not understand this, not only are you discriminating against their barefooting, but you're also discriminating against their disability and, you know, accommodation and accessibility.
And if you are somebody who is disabled, who has experienced this, though, you know, any discrimination of any place that you're going in, you can go to barefootislegal.org, which is Barefoot is Legal's official page. And Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So if you go to the, I believe it's under the laws section in the menu. It is, well, it's under that, but if you go to downloads. Okay. There are ADA cards. So, you know, local, state, and federal disability laws, according to the ADA, U.S. Department of Justice protect against discrimination in any place of public accommodation. For being barefoot due to medical and health reasons, if confronted, please present this card and politely explain that they must make reasonable accommodations. Always have your state card handy if needed. So I read that from the barefootislegal.org page, and underneath that is the cards. And so these are from the, you know, U.S. Department of Justice, and, you know, according to the ADA, the American Disability Act, recognizing barefooting as an accommodation and, you know, legally, you know, protecting that accommodation and, you know, and sorry, my brain, I'm not explaining this well. But, you know, this is something that you can show them so that way you can have the accessibility you need and the accommodations you need is what I'm trying to say. Sorry, my ADHD and autism brain is getting the best of me today. But, you know, it is your American right in general to barefoot in public spaces. There are no laws against barefooting in public spaces. But at the same time, you know, this is a much deeper issue for people with disabilities, a much deeper issue of their well-being. And so, and even for myself, you know, I can, you know, testify to that. Audrey can testify to that. Unfortunately, Audrey is not going to be able to be here today due to health issues and whatnot. Anyways, so my point is, though, you know, this is something that is very important to so many different people with disabilities, and it is an important issue of accessibility and accommodation. But at the same time, you know, barefooting is your American right. It is. So do not let people bully you out of that. Do not let people discriminate against you. You know, stand up for yourself. Woohoo, I'm encouraging you, I'm cheering you on. But also at the same time, if you are someone who is not able to accommodate for yourself, advocate for yourself, and maybe even accommodate at times, but you're not someone who is able to, you know, advocate for yourself and stand up for yourself or knows how to, you know, face those discrimination issues, I understand, you know, having different disabilities and things like that can make it a lot harder for you to be able to confront those things. So there is no shame in that. But if you ever need help or anything with confronting, combating, dealing with those issues, Barefoot is Legal is here to help. You know, we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So for barefooting, we're the only, you know, nonprofit organization for barefooting. So, you know, we are here to help and we do care, and definitely recommend checking out the page, you know, however you're able to, barefootislegal.org, to find whatever, you know, tools, resources you can there. But also feel free to reach out. There is, you know, a contact section on the page as well, but you can reach out to the Instagram at Real Barefoot is Legal, and the Facebook page and the private group are both Barefoot is Legal. The private group is private just to make sure that it's, you know, got the right people there in terms of, you know, barefooters who are there, you know, to uplift, encourage, support each other. And, you know, we don't want people who are in there just to be haters. Unfortunately, that was an issue in the past with the group being public, was, you know, having people who are
skaters coming in, you know, with barefooting, or people that were coming in with, you know, just not family friendly appropriate intentions and whatnot. So that's why the group is private. It's just for everyone's safety and well-being, for those of us, you know, who are barefooters that are looking for community. It is not to be, you know, try to be exclusive or anything like that in a harmful way. But I definitely recommend checking out the public group, or sorry, the public page and the private group. If especially if you're looking for community support, and advice or anything, but you can also, again, call into the radio show. Our guest call-in is 319-527-6280. And I did say it right that time. It will not immediately put you on air or anything, but if you press 1, it'll notify us to let us know that you would like a chance to speak on air, but it doesn't put you on air right away either. We have to manually do that. So if any of those who are worried about that, that's no worries at all. But if you are already listening in on your phone, you can press 1 if you'd like a chance to speak on air, talk or address anything within the barefooting community or within your barefooting lifestyle, or your barefooting experience, whatever that may be, as long as it's, you know, again, family-friendly, appropriate, because we are a, you know, family-friendly, appropriate group. We are going to run a quick ad break since it is after 2 now. But remember, guys, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States in public spaces. That is your American right. So do not let people discriminate against you or bully you. You know, I encourage you to stand up for yourself and just stick to the facts. Tell people there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public space in the United States. In fact, it's actually illegal for this establishment, store, whatever it is, to have a policy against barefooting. You're actually breaking the law by trying to tell me I can't be in here barefoot. We're going to run a quick ad break real quick. But just, you know, try to stick to the facts, you know, when dealing with issues like that. And remember, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces. That is your American right. So we will be back with Barefoot is Legal after the break.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as general support, encouragement, community, and advocating for barefooting to be recognized as the accommodation it is for many different disabilities, but also for it to be recognized as a legitimate thing to do for your life, for your health, for your well-being. Unfortunately, barefooting is still very stigmatized against. A lot of this, you know, comes from the 60s in particular. And a lot of this is rooted in classism and racism. And it's unfortunately a very harmful There's a very harmful history that still affects a lot of people today with their mindsets and perspectives on barefooting. There are a lot of people that still view barefooting as something that is just socially unacceptable in the most grossest, unhuman-like way. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people who still really look down on it and have this disgusting view of it. And this isn't to make other people feel bad, because most people, I would say personally nowadays that I've interacted with, don't hold this view. But unfortunately, there still are people that do. And, you know, they look at it as being this poor thing and look at being poor as a gross, disgusting thing. And this is rooted in classism. And a lot of this is rooted in racism against Black people and Indigenous people. And I think it's really important to recognize that history and recognize that harm and how that harm is still existing today. And these stigmas and stereotypes, although they may have morphed and shifted, you know, through time, they still exist and are still enacted upon our society and still influence people's interactions within our society. And it is just a harmful ideology that never really went away. And unfortunately, too, you know, racism causes a lot of people to look at barefooting, like, unfortunately, a lot of things very differently, in an unjustifiably way that's rooted in racism, when looking at people of, you know, different races and ethnicities. And, you know, and there can, you know, people of color often experience discrimination much more intensely, unfortunately, you know, with the, and even around the issue of barefooting. And it's, and that, you know, that is an issue that is a deep problem in our society, and it's a problem that we can't pretend doesn't exist. It's a problem that we can't pretend isn't real, because it is a real issue and it is a real ongoing issue. And this isn't me trying to be political. This is me being a human being. It's that simple. We're all human beings and we should start acting like it more and really start caring about each other. And I really just hope for a day where a lot of these harmful, hateful just thoughts do not influence the way that people look at others and do not influence social interactions, because we are all human beings and we deserve to be treated as such, to be viewed as such, without judgments being placed on us the first time people look at us. Especially judgments that are rooted in harm and aren't even genuine observation most of the time. They're just these jumping, crazy stereotypes and stigmas and harmful thoughts. And unfortunately, there is, an issue around that, within barefooting as a whole, within many different disabilities and conditions in which why people barefoot. But especially even within racist ideology that affects people as barefoot experiences. And I hope that I'm wording this well. It's also hard because I try not to get too emotional when talking about issues and things, because I do care a lot. And I think more people should. I don't think that there's anything wrong with caring too much. And for anyone that ever feels like they care way too much about social issues or social problems, I just want you to know that there's nothing wrong with you for caring. There's nothing wrong with you for caring about humanity and caring about the way that people treat each other, view each other. That is one of the most beautiful parts of humanity, is empathy and love. And, as much as there may be negative aspects and parts of human nature, love, community, togetherness, supporting each other, listening and just engaging with each other from a place of understanding and wanting to understand and wanting to connect, that is also human nature. And human nature is not inherently one way or the other. And unfortunately, the nurture or lack thereof that occurs within our society molds a lot of us in negative ways. Most of us have been molded in some kind of negative way. No one is really freed from it, and often we have to free ourselves. So I encourage people to free themselves from harmful ideologies. And it is our, duty to ourselves to free ourselves from any harmful ideologies that, we may have that. Although there may be a sense of responsibility for that in others, we have to recognize that we can only go so far in educating others. We can only go so far in enlightening or whatever others, if they don't want to hear you or listen or, accept that, knowledge or your existence, from your experience, if that makes any sense, that's up to them and that's on them. And that is their responsibility and their thing to work through. And so, I do think, we all do have, some social responsibility, yes, to do good and, advocate for positive change and push for positive change, even if that's on just small levels within our personal relationships or small ways online, whatever you're capable of and whatever is accessible to you, that's what matters. It's not about, whether or not, how much you're doing in comparison to another person. It's about what you're doing with your abilities and what you do have and what is accessible to you. But at the same time, there should not be shame on people with disabilities or with lack of accessibility for not pushing for more collective change when you are not in a place where you can do that. I think it's really important for us to, push for that and push to really see and understand each other and that is one of the positive aspects of human nature. And one of the other positive aspects of human nature is the plasticity of our brain, its ability to grow and transform and learn new information over time. And obviously, depending on, you know, a person's condition, disabilities, things like that, you know, that may affect them differently. And there may be differences within that. But overall, within human nature, there is a huge ability of change and growth. Now, unfortunately, it is within human nature to also fear change and growth. But I think it's important to remember that the bad is not all there is, just like the good isn't all there is. And it's important to have that balance of mind and self, which for me can personally be really hard. Being autistic, my understanding of self and others and that separation between self and others is very blurred, which can cause me to, you know, not always recognize how things affect other people while causing me to also take on too much responsibility and be affected too much emotionally by things affecting other people and with my empathy. And that can be a really negative thing with, you know, activism as well. And I think it's something a lot of other people experience, a lot of people who care about activism and issues. And even like, you know, me and Audrey has ADHD. I'm autistic and ADHD. And so, like, you know, a lot of us, you know, we really do care a lot, but having, you know, ADHD and autism can, you know, cause a strain on us as well as cause us to be pushed by our hyperfixations or special interests to continue to look into things that other people may not have the energy or bandwidth to, while also causing us to burn out quicker in other moments. And it can be an issue to juggle within myself and within others I know. But I think it's just really important to recognize the ability within you to do good and to help push for positive change. And that can be as simple as existing as the way you are in your controversies that don't harm anyone else, whether that's, you know, be through your barefooting or your ADHD and autism or, you know, whatever disability, chronic illness you have. Even for myself, having to, you know, learn not to hide my physical disabilities away as much and things like that, which it can be hard when it's programmed into me to mask those things away. And with my fibro, that can, like, become a very intense thing even in my body of masking. And as well, not just with my ADHD and autism. And, you know, so, but I think it's really important to, you know, remember we're not hurting anyone. And as long as we're not hurting anyone, it is okay to be controversial. And sometimes just showing up as yourself is enough to inspire other people, to push other people, or cause other people to see a perspective, worldview outside of their own that they otherwise would not have seen. But obviously, if you are someone who is, you know, has the ability within you, the bandwidth, whatever, and, you know, has more accessibility, you know, to do so and whatnot, I definitely encourage you to push more for collective change and to, you know, advocate more for yourself and others around you, especially, you know, obviously here as, you know, we are Time Out Barefoot is Legal. So I mean that, you know, with, you know, barefooting and advocating for barefooting, but also any other disabilities and things and creating accessibility. And, you know, especially since there are so many disabilities, whether they be physical or mental, in which barefooting is an accommodation tool for, and accessibility of that is very important. And if you are somebody that has a barefooter in your life who is disabled, whether that be mentally or physically or both, I really encourage you, if you are able to, and you have the ability within yourself, and you have the accessibility within yourself, to advocate for them, help advocate for them, especially if their disabilities leave them, you know, very disabled and unable to do things. You know, finding ways to advocate for them and their barefooting and their accessibility and accommodation, especially if, you know, you go out somewhere with them and, you know, experience discrimination. I encourage you, you know, to stand up for them and, you know, accommodate for them and
also, you know, maybe talk to them about that beforehand and understand, you know, their comfort level and things, and whatnot, if that makes any sense. But, you know, really taking that time to have that conversation and open yourself up to be available to advocate for them and help accommodate for them is really crucial. So I think, you know, to have those conversations with your friends and finding ways in which you can help and create accessibility and accommodation for your friends with disabilities and their barefooting and anything else like that, I think is a really positive thing. And I encourage other people to be able to do that. And I know from my own experience with mental and physical disabilities, it can be really hard to advocate for myself. It's actually a lot easier for me to advocate for other people than it can be for me to advocate for myself often. And so I've had to learn a lot and learning to advocate for myself. But still, when I'm experiencing more intense symptoms within my disabilities, my ability to advocate for myself definitely decreases. And sometimes that can be because I'm shutting down or I'm just not able to communicate or get the words out, whether it be verbally shutting down or physically going into a shutdown and verbally shutting down. And so, you know, it can be really having someone who is there to advocate and support you can be very, very crucial and is very important. And, you know, I'm thankful for all the ways in which my partner is able to, you know, advocate and accommodate for me. Especially with my, you know, disabilities and more disabled states of being. But I just encourage other people to do the same. And even if your friend doesn't have disabilities, you know, if your friend's just a barefooter and they're getting a lot of discrimination and a lot of backlash, that can create a mental toll. That can really affect one's mental health, especially if they already, you know, may be going through a hard time and struggling with things in their life and struggling with their mental health. Being able to help, you know, stand up for them and advocate for them when they're dealing with discrimination in public spaces, when you're with them, can be really positive. So, again, you know, I recommend having those conversations, you know, and showing how you can help better advocate for barefooting, whether that be due to disability reasons or for it to just be seen and recognized as something that is okay and totally normal and totally healthy and totally safe. So I think that was really all I had to track with that thought. But yeah, I'm over the snow. I'm really hoping all this crap melts away, but it's probably not going to. It's honestly. But before we got all the snow, I was actually able to get out more and be able to actually barefoot. You know, being out in nature, going, you know, nature walks, anything like that, you know, it can be a big toll on my body, for sure, with, you know, different physical disability issues. And but at the same time, being in nature and being able to just touch my feet to dirt directly, being able to take my shoes off, even if I'm just sitting there or walking around, you know, with my shoes off, and being able to just ground and be in nature, it is something that really does help me a lot physically, mentally, emotionally. It really helps a lot with processing unprocessed emotions and traumas and just a lot of things that I shut down on in different points in my life. It, being able to be out in nature and take my shoes off and, you know, whether I'm walking barefoot or I'm just sitting there barefoot, touching the ground and just sitting on the ground in general, you know, on the ground in that way too. It's something that's just so vital for my well-being. I feel like there's nothing more vital, like really to my well-being than, you know, my connection with the earth and my connection with nature and being outside and grounding and, you know, being able to, you know, barefoot out in nature. And I personally am in, you know, kind of going through too, like a phase of just, I find myself being more selective of where I barefoot lately in some ways, especially with like sensory issues and just other things like that. And the weather has been, you know, colder overall in general, but still being in winter. And so there are some places where I find myself with sensory issues or stimulation issues or just whether that be energetic reasons, spiritual reasons, you know, different times within my own flow or where I'm at, you know, wearing shoes more. But at the same time, I definitely prefer to be barefoot, and that's kind of its own experience in there. But being barefoot in nature and touching the earth and grounding in the way is such a divine experience for me. So I don't know. I've been finding that, like, when I need to digest my energy, sometimes I and sit in my energy and what I'm feeling. Like, sometimes I do need to, you know, put my shoes on, and then when I'm ready to release it, and it's like it's hard to explain with like emotional processing and energy and things like that, and how that overlaps within my existence. And then, you know, when I need to release, you know, releasing and, you know, grounding and connecting with the earth in those places, you know, it's very crucial and very divine and in its own way. And you know, even, of course, when I have those times where I feel like I have to, you know, for my ADHD, my autism, and processing things, putting my shoes on to mentally digest and kind of sit with my energy more and sit with things more, that does not take away at all from the role that barefooting plays in my life and in healing and my spirituality, my physical disability issues, my mental disability issues, my emotions, processing trauma and working through these things. It's actually just a different role in those things, and that's the way it feels, is like needing that time to kind of digest and sit within my energy and sit within it all. And then when I'm ready to release, I'm ready to release. And it's especially helpful to be able to find that release in nature. So when we had some warmer days where I got up in like the 50s and 60s last week, I was and maybe the week before, I don't remember exactly, time is so chaotic in my brain. But when it was warmer out, being able to get out and ground and just be in nature and be barefoot and take my shoes off is just such a lovely, divine experience. And I think that definitely, like I said earlier, if you're somebody that has a lot of earth placements, if you're someone who follows astrology, if you're someone who has a lot of earth placements, the earth signs being Taurus, Virgo, and Capricornus or Capricorn, I definitely recommend, you know, finding ways to connect in nature and earth and ground, because it really is so crucial. And even different friends that have earth placements within their charts, you know, especially within their rising signs, you know, have been able to find, you know, peace and comfort, especially in the summer and spring when it's a lot warmer and more comfortable for them. To just really be able to ground and barefoot and touch their feet on the earth and the grass. And I, one of my friends who is also ADHD, you know, having a experience of just being able to, like, in the fall, just, you know, rub their feet against the grass and the leaves and be able to have just like that positive sensory experience is just really, you know, good for the dopamine production in their brain. It was just a really good sensory seeking experience. I remember them kind of getting excited, and, you know, I was out there barefooting and we were seeing the grass, you know, and so, you know, I was definitely having a similar sensory experience and whatnot. But it's nice when you can see those positive sensory experiences with barefooting and grounding in nature and other people. And this is someone who also, you know, as an earth rising and an earth rising sign, like as in like that's the astrology sign. And so was an earth element. So yeah, I definitely think that there's so many different aspects of barefooting and grounding that are just so crucial. But remember, guys, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in the United States. It is your American right to barefoot in public spaces. It is illegal for a store, even if it's a small business. They are still functioning as a business entity that is open to the public. Therefore, they still abide by the same laws. It is illegal for them to have a store policy against barefooting and to discriminate against barefoot customers, because their business still acts as a public space because it's a business open to the public. So it is illegal for people to discriminate against your barefooting. But, you know, people barefoot for religious reasons, cultural reasons, medical reasons, and those are all protected rights under HIPAA. You do not have to explain your medical reasons, your religious reasons, your cultural heritage reasons, whatever. You do not have to explain that to people who question your barefooting, who are, well, really anybody, but especially store employees and even store owners. It is illegal for them to ask those kinds of personal questions about your barefooting, you know, about your medical reasons why, or spiritual or cultural reasons, or things like that. For your barefooting, you know, because, you know, your religious, cultural, medical things are all protected under, you know, HIPAA. And there are so many different reasons in which people barefoot that, you know, do follow, sorry, my brain. There are so many reasons in which people barefoot that do follow under these. And it needs to be recognized that barefooting isn't just an act of rebellion. And even if it is an act of rebellion, I mean, first of all, we're not really rebelling against anything when there are no laws against barefooting. If anything, what? Rebelling against your negative opinion against barefooting? Okay, go cry about it. You got a problem with barefooting? Go cry about it to yourself. Stop taking it out on people if you are one of those. Anyway, but like, yeah, it's just, and it's also just really annoying because I just feel like there are much more important issues going on in the world than whether or not someone is wearing shoes and what your opinion on that is. There are much, 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 much more important issues of social justice and health and well-being than harassing someone in a store over whether or not they're wearing shoes. It's actually really ridiculous. And I honestly, I mean, this is not me trying to be a jerk or be condescending or anything, but I honestly wish people that had a problem with barefooting to get something better to do with their life, their time, and get some better opinions and issues to argue about. Because, like, get over it. People aren't doing anything legally wrong. There are no health codes against it. And I get it. I think a lot of people are just really ignorant. So I'm saying it now. There are no laws or health codes against people barefooting in public spaces. Yes, that includes restaurants. Yes, that includes grocery stores and movie theaters and malls, shopping centers, whatever. Clothing stores, like anywhere you go to eat. Like, yeah, any public space. Like, come on. Like, there are much, much, much better things to spend your energy arguing about. There are much better things for me to spend my energy arguing about, honestly. And that's not at all, you know, a negative, me saying anything negative about barefoot is legal or barefooting rights or barefooting in general or what I do here. But honestly, there are much, much more crucial issues of social justice, of life and death, than caring about whether or not someone is wearing shoes. But obviously, you know, what we do here at Barefoot is Legal is important because, you know, we are standing up for people's American rights. We are standing up for people to have barefooting recognized as an accessibility issue, as an accommodation issue, to have it looked at and understood as something that is totally normal and socially acceptable so people stop getting discriminated against, hopefully. But, you know, that's like really, you know, and like I just wish it was that simple as me being like, hey, stop being a jerk, stop discriminating against people for barefooting when there are no laws or health codes against it. One time was enough to make all the people that do that shut up and quit doing it. But unfortunately, it isn't. So we have to come back every week and keep going on about it, you know? And so, like, and that doesn't mean I have anything against what I do here at Barefoot is Legal, but it's, be honest, it's really frustrating to see how, and although I don't have as many experiences now, but even when we've had callers recently, you know, in the last, you know, few months, anyone that's called in, and in the last few weeks, anyone who's called in, you know, and just how that this is still an ongoing issue, to see that it's an ongoing issue with my own experience, even, you know, when barefooting, and it's just, it's just really annoying because there are genocides happening in the world. There are so many illegal things happening right in front of our faces even. And people are upset over barefooting and wanting to harass people in stores. Like Audrey's been harassed in stores and other people that have called in the past have been harassed in stores. You know, I've even technically been harassed in stores, I guess. But like, come on. Like, it's just so ridiculous. Like, we're not breaking any laws. We're not doing anything morally or legally wrong. Get something better to do with your life. I don't know, maybe go read about some actual horrible things that are happening in the world and go use your excessive emotional stuff that you clearly seem to have towards that than using it against whether or not I'm wearing shoes. And that is not me trying to be rude or insulting or mean, but, like, come on. Like, there are much bigger things to throw fits about and to be upset about and to discriminate against. And even Audrey's had people who have even said, well, I know it's legal, still keep arguing with her. And thankfully, I've had some pretty positive eye-opening experiences of realizing that, you know, there are a lot more people that do it. And I know Audrey's had those too. But, you know, it's just, you know, she's been doing this for decades. And, you know, she's been doing this decades longer than me. And, you know, thankfully there is, you know, a lot more people who are a lot more open-minded around barefooting. And a lot more people, I especially think younger generations, a lot more people of my generation, I would say, as an older Gen Z, that's kind of like on the edge of millennial and Gen Z, that honestly, I do think the younger generations are a lot more accepting because we just don't see what's the big issue. And a lot of us, you know, are, you know, more up to date with social media and what's really going on in the world and you know, different things in general, that we're like, dude, there's so much bigger issues over whether or not someone's wearing shoes. Like, calm down, move on, get over it, have a nice day, you know? So it's like, there are much bigger issues, and unfortunately, I do think a lot of it, and this is not me trying to put down the older generations, just to put down older generations, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of the more negative experiences I've had have been people of older generations, and I think it just shows, especially those that were born and raised in the 60s and 70s, when there was, you know, this traditionalist movement that was really trying to combat the Western hippie counterculture movement, you know. So it's like, and there was a lot of fear and propaganda and racism and classism that was fueled into barefooting, you know, discrimination and propaganda against barefooting. And, you know, and there was a lot of fear mongering. So I get it. A lot of this might actually be these people's trauma. And that's what really sucks, because I don't want to be insensitive. If it is, if there is, you know, maybe there is more trauma rooted in than I'm aware of, you know. But at the same time, a lot of people, you know, just choose to be hateful. And a lot of people just choose to go with what they've always known and what they've always been taught, and they don't ever challenge it. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people that don't challenge the trauma that they were put through, or the negative opinions and beliefs of people within the trauma environments. And as somebody who has really, really, obviously I am not perfect and I still have a long way to go, because, you know, I'm constant work in progress. You know, as somebody who's put in a lot of work to really look at those things and, you know, counteract and those things, you know, it is really frustrating when older people of older generations seem to not have put in that work or put in that effort. And that is a frustration from myself and a lot of people of my generation. You know, I'm 22 years old, and it is frustrating when feeling like I, you know, am a, you know, a lot more open-minded. And even if I didn't have influences growing up that were really open-minded within a lot of environments and things like that, and even within my early childhood and just whatnot, you know, still being, you know, doing that to try to combat those and, you know, come to an understanding of these things, and still constantly trying to evolve and understand, it can be very frustrating when older generations aren't doing that. I think that's a big frustration that we see within Gen Z, especially those of us older Gen Zs and millennials and stuff, and our frustrations with older generations, as we don't really see the issue why a lot of things are an issue. And it's really frustrating when we see the older generations aren't putting in the work. And, you know, we're, a lot of us too, as young, no guidance, you know, adults are really just trying to figure it out and heal and overcome and open up our minds and understand these things and find, you know, education and resources and information. It's really frustrating when we feel like we have no idea what we're doing, and those, you know, older than us that have a lot more life experience, they love to throw in our face, haven't done that work and haven't expanded themselves and won't. And I know that's something a lot of children, of abusive parents definitely feel, or of any abusive parent, a child of any abusive parent feels. And, you know, for those of us that are barefooters, that may be an overlapping issue and subject where it's not, you know, recognized. And they often, you know, don't, put in that growth. That can be very frustrating. And so whether it's from, you know, people within your family, outside your family, or in whatever type of social environment, you know, it definitely is very frustrating when you see people that especially love to throw their extra life experience in your face, but they've refused to grow or open their mindset, and they still, you know, fall into these stigmas and beliefs and stereotypes, and you feel like you're having to educate and rewire your mind and theirs. And it's like, this is too much responsibility, is what it can feel like at times. And so I do encourage other people to remember that other people's, you know, beliefs and things like that, they're not your responsibility. Other people's views and their enlightenment and education is not your responsibility. Yes, you may have a responsibility and social duty within yourself and within your role here on earth to, you know, advocate and spread awareness and show some kind of enlightenment in positive ways in your own social circumstances. You know, that doesn't also mean that it has to be on this massive scale. And I don't know, it's just, I'm sorry, my brain is so all over the place today, but it is very frustrating. The backlash and even abuse that I have, you know, even received from older generations who are, you know, just out in the public, like people I don't even know. Whether it be for my barefooting or even when I was a fast food worker, you know, and I wasn't even barefoot, you know, it's crazy and it's frustrating, you know, definitely for the younger generation to see this and to have to go through this and then have, you know, well, we haven't lived long enough thrown in our face. And, you know, that's a big issue even around barefooting where, you know, there's just a lot of ignorance around it and a lot of people not wanting to open their mindsets and still holding on to this propaganda and fear-mongering from their early childhood and not really doing that inner work. And unfortunately, within a lot of more of the inner older environments, this is not an attack on everyone of older generations. If you are someone of older generations who has done the work, who's doing the work, like, I'm proud of you and I'm thankful for you and keep doing it and do what you can, like, you know, like, be who you are. That's awesome. This is not an attack on you at all. Just keep being you. But, you know, it is frustrating because I definitely see a lot more discrimination and negativity against barefooting from, you know, older generations and say, you know, the millennial generation, especially younger millennials, older Gen Zs, or, you know, the Gen Zs in general. You know, there's been a lot more of that stigmatization and that negativity from older generations, and also older generations, you know, overall seem to have a more negative view of doing self-work and opening up their mind and really challenging these stereotypes and stigmas. And it's really harmful and it's very frustrating. And a lot of us have also been affected by, you know, their ignorance and them not doing the work in their earlier, younger years as adults. We as, you know, their children or grandchildren, or just, again, being younger people that they think that they can talk down to and abuse, you know, we've been impacted by this. And so I do think overall, like, barefooting is something that is going to continue being increasingly accepted because, you know, from my own experience of interacting with my generation, most of us do not care. We do not have a problem with barefooting. We have seen too much crap, and I know older generations love saying, well, they've seen so much crap, but it's like school shootings, lockdowns and drills and things like that have been such a big issue since I was in elementary school, and increasingly so at an alarming rate. Issues of drugs, overdose, teen suicide and
general, like, it is, it's an epidemic. Drugs in general are an epidemic. There's so many, just so many of the education and as well as socioeconomic gaps steadily increasing in the most negative way possible. You know, there's too much going on and there's too many genocides and active war and harm that has been going on that, you know, it's just like, you know, get over it. Get over the barefooting thing. I'm not saying getting over the act of harm, but I'm saying get over the barefooting thing. Okay. Like, I think our younger generations and people, of this younger generation, like myself and those I've interacted with, you know, we're so over the pointless bull crap, you know, like whether or not someone's wearing shoes, who cares? There's so much other horrible, deep, just horrible things going on in the world. There's so many much bigger issues. And a lot of us have been through too many things to really care about whether or not someone's wearing shoes, unless it actually does come down to their actual safety in, say, a particular environment or situation. And, you know, and so it's like, obviously, you know, barefooters, we're not dumb. We're not just being like, you know, I am invincible. Nothing can ever hurt me. We're not dumb. Okay, we're not going to go to a construction site barefoot. We're not going to go into a chem lab barefoot. We're not stupid. We're not going to do really stupid things. But barefooting is something that helps so many people and actually creates a sense of safety within our bodies and our minds. And if you don't understand that, okay, I guess good for you, whatever. But, you know, it is something that makes a lot of people feel safer within their bodies and minds. Just like wearing shoes probably makes a lot of people feel safer in their bodies and minds. And we're all different individuals, and we need to respect that. But I do think the younger generations in particular, you know, really don't have a problem with barefooting and don't really understand what the issue with it is. And obviously I can't speak for everyone of my generation or younger generations, but from my interactions, it really does seem that way. So I do think that we will, you know, start more and more increasingly, as we have already, seeing it more accepted and welcomed and a lot less discrimination and just a lot more understanding and education and around it. But obviously barefoot is legal. This organization that, you know, was started by has contributed a lot to the general welcoming and understanding and advocacy of barefoot. You know, Barefoot is Legal is the only nonprofit organization for barefooting. It's the only, especially, and it has 501c3 nonprofit status. And you know, Barefoot is Legal has really, you know, helped advocate for barefooting longer than I've been a part of it, longer than even Audrey's been a part of it. So definitely, you know, huge shout out to the founder, which if you go to the contact, yeah. And so, you know, huge shout out to the founder and CEO, you know, Dave Kelman, for, you know, putting together, you know, Barefoot is Legal and just, you know, making it what it is and helping to advocate for barefooters and helping to connect and barefooters and create a sense of community of barefooters. And if you go to the contact page, you know, there are the officers of, you know, Barefoot is Legal listed, the different directors, CEO, and things like that. And there's also some contact information and whatnot. But I definitely recommend going to barefootislegal.org and just seeing what resources, information, you know, tools is available there for you. And if you are interested in membership and donations and membership benefits and volunteering, you can also look under how you can help. Remember, Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So this money is any money that is
you know, goes to the, you know, funds of Barefoot is Legal is not going, you know, into anybody's pockets. It is directly going to the operations and, you know, those costs of operations of the organization Barefoot is Legal. And especially since, you know, Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. So, you know, there's nothing weird or anything like, you know, this is not a profit thing at all. And so any donations go directly to the operation costs. Unfortunately, like printing and mailing and with cost money, pamphlets, booths, to be able to do booths and tables at health fairs and even to pay, you know, the fees at health fairs and different fairs in general to be able to have a booth and things like that. You know, those things cost a lot of money. It adds up. So that is where the money is going, is things like that. But I also am not like an expert or know all about everything because I'm just your radio show host, Tia, you know. But at the same time, there's a lot of great things on this page that I definitely recommend checking out, like reporting an unfriendly business. Unfortunately, I hope you never have to do that. But if you do, you can here at barefootislegal.org. And I'm sorry if I'm being a little too goofy right now, but we're not goofy enough. But, you know, unfortunately, if you do run into issues with discrimination and need to report unfriendly business, you can report an unfriendly business here. And this also just lets Barefoot Legal know, like, what businesses people are having issues, you know, who we may need to contact, the organization, you know, people may need to contact in order to really just deal with these issues of discrimination. But also, if you, you know, want to take your own initiative, or feel inclined to, you know, reach out to any HR, customer, manager, staff, whatever thing of any, I'm having a hard time talking today, but of any business you've personally, you know, experienced a discrimination, you know, at, or any discrimination affiliated with, you know, any particular store thing. You know, if you want to take that initiative to, you know, go ahead and contact, you know, those proper channels and get any documentation, you know, possible for Barefoot is Legal or help in any way, and then share those, that information and resource with other Barefooters, you can also, you know, just contact the Barefoot is Legal officers and stuff through the contact page on the barefootislegal.org page and be able to, you know, share that information that you received, any documentation, because the truth is it is illegal for them to have a store policy against barefooting. So we already know that these businesses are in the wrong, right? But being able to get that documentation of them having to be forced to admit they're wrong, or, you know, that is documentation that you can share with other people that may have the same issues with the same type of businesses or, you know, corporations or anything like that. And also having this documentation readily available online, if you have an issue personally at the same, you know, a certain place, like say, you know, Walmart or something, like whatever, if you have an issue somewhere like that, and you know, we have this documentation all available on, you know, barefootislegal.org for other barefooters to find or other people to find. Like, that just helps barefooters in general and puts it somewhere out there on the internet. Obviously, any personal information can and will be, like, censored. So not to give away, like, anyone's identity and stuff like that. Most of, because the documentation that, because there is, like, documentation from other stores and stuff. I want to see if I can find here on the page. You know, there's, you know, like redacted or blacked out information, you know, from different people, not to give away any like personal information or things like that. So, and you can even go ahead and mark out those things yourself, like your own personal, you know, email or name, number, anything like that when sending in the document, just as long as, you know, the information of the business is you know, fully accessible and viewed. But obviously, you know, we do want to protect anyone's information. But at the same time, having this documentation available on the pay on this, you know, our official page, barefootislegal.org, really does help other people to be able to find and access documentation that may have issues with discrimination with the same places or, yeah. So I definitely, if you are able to share any documentation information, I definitely recommend doing there under the How You Can Help page. There is, under, if you look down in the, under that tab thing where it has options, there is report an unfriendly business, and it will take you to like a forum kind of page where your name, your email, your phone number is optional. So where did you, and then where did you receive the complaint or objection, business name, city, state, who confronted you, customer, employee, management, describe what happened in as much detail as possible. Were you allowed to complete your purchase? Were you told health codes or liability was why you're not allowed, which is first of all, illegal and false. So again, if you were given those reasons, and then also, do you have a document or picture to attach? And so you can attach those files if you do have any kind of documentation. So that's another way that you can send in documentation if you've already gone through those channels yourself and have already, you know, reached out to those proper channels through the business you had or corporation that you had problems with already and then got that documentation and then want to report the unfriendly business on Barefoot is Legal with that documentation. That also helps as well and is another channel of being able to share that information. So I hope that my rambles have made sense today. I hope this has been somewhat helpful and informative or at least fun to listen to. I don't know. My brain is not exactly braining, I guess. But remember, guys, there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces in the United States. You are doing nothing morally wrong or legally wrong. And, you know, everyone's got their opinions. Everyone's entitled to them. People's opinions are valid. But you know what? You also don't have to take people's discrimination. That is your, barefooting is your American right. And it's, you know, just because people have free speech and have freedom of opinion, that doesn't take away your opinion. That doesn't take away your rights. That doesn't take away who you are. And that doesn't mean you have to listen to the haters. We're at the 90-second warning. So we are wrapping up on Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. So I hope you've enjoyed our rambles. And just remember that there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces in the United States. There are no laws against driving barefoot in the United States. So keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. You do you, and like Audrey would say, if I don't butcher it, be nice, help when you can. Wait, shoot. Be nice, don't be a jerk, help when you can. I don't know. I totally butchered that. Anyway, but just take care, guys. See you back next week. And definitely recommend checking out barefootislegal.org for any resources, information, and tools. If you're looking for, you know, a sense of community, I definitely recommend checking out the private group, Barefoot is Legal, on Facebook. You can also check out the public page, also called Barefoot is Legal, and you can check out the Instagram page, which is Real Barefoot is Legal. And I can't remember what the TikTok is, but it's been very frustrating with the weather being colder. At least here it's been frustrating, and for other people where the weather's colder, it can be very frustrating. But just keep barefooting and living your best barefoot lifestyle the best you can. Take care, y'all. See you next week. Bye-bye.